actually a computer science course. I can give you the title of it later. I can't even say it right now. That's how bad off I am. But I think this is the kind of way we can show that we can be nimble, we can be responsive, we can act quickly, we can be in that premier group of universities. And I think that...
I'm
very pleased for multiple reasons that we can go into later. I'm trying to stay within my 15 minutes. The exciting part about all of this is I think that we can show that we can be laser focused on the long-term future while we do our visioning future excellence, as well as dealing with the urgency of now. And I think we can do that really well. I have a great faculty and great leaders helping me out with this. Can I have the next slide, please? So I just talked with you about Coursera. I don't think I need to go into any more detail on that. You can go onto their website to see more. So in terms of areas of focus within the academy, we really need to increase the number of underrepresented students, particularly in the STEM areas. We've got to develop programs that address the issues related to international enrollments, because our international students bring us particular challenges and rewards. We have to explore a better use of our campus. It's pretty empty in the summer, and we have to figure out whether or not there are certain courses that we can provide, particularly in the summer. And as our lifespan extends and as we remain healthy for longer, we have to be thinking about expanding the courses for older learners, and we're thinking about marketing this as a lifetime guarantee, that once you're accepted into the University of Illinois, you can come back and take courses later on. Can I have the next slide, please? So the next thing that we really have to pay attention to in the area of the financial models is, where are we in our expenditures? And when we look at the latest data from R&D, total research expenditures, we come in fifth, and we are behind Berkeley, Georgia Tech, Texas Austin, and Purdue in terms of universities that don't have fully accredited, independently accredited medical schools. We can do better. I can't believe that we can't be number one in this list, and we are going to strive to do that, and that takes a lot of planning. Can I have the next slide, please? What we really have to do is be thinking about the bigger types of grants, the center grants, the training grants. We have to look at NIH funding, even though we don't have a full-blown medical school on the Urbana-Champaign campus. We've got to develop relationships with private foundations such as the Mellon Foundation, the Gates Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, and others. And we have to figure out ways to become more efficient. Can I have the next slide, please? The one area in which we really, really lag, if you go back to the dashboard, which we looked at very carefully last spring, is in the area of advancement. And I can't emphasize more how important this is. As we think about the fact that we can't raise tuition very much anymore, that we cannot count on the state, that we cannot count on the federal agencies to increase, it is truly in the area of philanthropy that we have to really focus some attention. We have a semi-functional advancement model. We are in the middle of recruiting a vice chancellor for institutional advancement who will help us to get organized in terms of branding, marketing, alumni relations, and development. And I plan to spend an awful lot of time on that. Can I have the next slide, please? We have to face the budgetary realities. I've talked about the decreasing state appropriation and the increasing amount that we are going to have to put to retirement. And so I think it goes without saying that we are going to have to develop a very different financial model over the next several years. And we are focusing on that now so that we can be ready. Can I have the next slide, please? So in summary, I have to say that I am really proud to be at a land-grant university, one of the very finest in the country, if not the finest. What I have to say is that that visit that Bob talked about, Peter Ruscom, who is one of our representatives, we no sooner sat down and he said, so are you going to lead us into mediocrity? And he's looking at the chancellors and the president and Larry Shook and Christophe Pierre, and, you know, are you going to lead us into mediocrity or are you going to set the stage? And our answer all from all of us was, we're going to set the stage, we're going to chart the course, we're going to be the leaders in this. And I have to say that, you know, the great promise and hope is that we will continue to be the shining legacy in land-grant universities. That I have to say, we have to do this. It's not really a choice. Universities such as ours that have been around for almost 150 years have been the only places where young men and women have been able to find a home for their idealism, for their intellect, for their dreams.